Some early science on why you hate.
It's science.
Yes, science.
When some chemicals get together, they react.
Weird science.
I don't think with the new lineup of this show we've ever discussed the scourge of Nickelback.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing.
Now, Lindsay, you like this song, yeah?
I like this song, and I don't care. I don't like the other ones, but I like that one.
Well, why don't you like the other ones? Because...
Oh, my God.
Look at this photograph.
Can't stand this.
Every time I do, it makes
me... is that on Joey's head?
How did our ass get so red?
Some of their songs are great. I'm in the same boat.
I think the present owners fixed it up is like my least favorite lyric ever.
But then they have a song.
Big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
All right, so Lindsay, you're saying you love This Is How...
I like This Is How You Remind Me, and I'm not really...
Have
I'm
you heard
not,
their song, Leader
I don't
of Men?
I don't want to get...
I have not.
That's an early one. That's a good one, too.
I don't want to get... too into it because anytime I've made fun of Nickelback on air, my dad's I've gotten a text from my dad like, Lindsay, you shouldn't say bad things about bands just because you don't like them. Other people do like them. And I'm like, you know what? That's absolutely right. I don't want to be a music snob. But...
Well, your dad's behind the curve on this because everybody hates Nickelback universally. We're going to get into the science of why that is, but I just wanted to, you said you liked some of their early work, but then everything else you hate.
I like the How You Remind Me and that song that Dusty just mentioned,
Leader of Men.
Mm-hmm. I don't. It's not bad, but I don't like it. I like one song is what I'm saying. One.
All right, well, I think that everybody's criticism of Nickelback is that their songs sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's been highlighted in this mashup here.
Yeah.
Been very popular. Well, some dude in Finland did a study of 14 years of reviews of Nickelback albums and songs, and the conclusion that he came to, which is sort of what everybody is saying without saying it, which is they don't defy expectation. They kind of give you the same stuff over and over and over again.
Right.
So yes, this makes sense of why you like one song, but the rest of them you hate, even though they all sound the same.
Right.
And it's it's kind of unusual in that I think everybody goes, oh dude, I love the first album from this band.
Uh-huh.
And then they come out with their next album, which doesn't quite sound like it. And you're like, oh, man, why couldn't they have just done that first album over again? That's the one I liked. Why aren't they doing that? Well, the reason is, if they did, you'd wind up hating them just the same way you hate Nickelback.
Right. They'd be Nickelback.
It's not a fair argument to make for that band. And why couldn't they were so good. That first album was so good. Man, their second and third, I don't know what happened.
Right. You don't do the same thing over and over again, but you do if you're Nickelback.
Right. So... that's basically that. I mean, that's it. But is that unfair in that they're giving you exactly what you liked initially,
Lindsay?
Well,
that's what I was going to say. I just don't like the rest. The lyrics got really, really dumb. Like, the stupid photograph song is like,
yes.
Every time I look at this photograph, it makes me laugh. Come on. What is that, a nursery rhyme? But I don't know.
Joey said, this is where I grew up.
Oh my God.
This is a touching, tender song
that's
about how...
that's the lyric I can't stand. I don't know what that is.
This is how the photograph reminds him.
I know.
Really all it is. Someday he's going to take a look at that photograph and it'll remind him about...
I also feel bad hating on him because my uncle knows somebody in their crew and says that they're just the nicest people.
I bet you they are. They had an awesome t-shirt cannon at the one show I've seen of theirs.
You went to a show?
Whoa, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Dusty?
Not like I'm a closet fan. I've admitted it. I just talked about one of their songs I liked. So my brother and I went once, and they were kind of like WT, if I can say that, because I'm kind of white trashy sometimes, so I think I can say that. They were kind of WT, but from Canada. And it seemed like. And so, of course, they brought a giant t-shirt cannon. Like, reached the edge of the Maverick Center. It was pretty fun, though.
That's the White North trash.
I've always... trash of the White North. Yeah, of the Great White North. Great White North trash.
White North trash?
Okay.
Okay.
Trash of the North.
My complaint of Nickelback was that just how much hate that they've received, and I just don't think that they're the worst thing ever. I don't. I can fully admit that I don't enjoy any of those
songs. I don't.
Songs,
yeah,
actually.
I think it's undeserving. But why did people hate them so much?
At some point, Nickelback is going to, and they've amassed quite a bit of a fortune over their days. They will get in their Canadian tanks, which are basically just super huge horses with big hats on their heads, and they will come and they will. They're going to lose it one of these days. Alt 101.9, hi. You there?
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. How are you?
Good. You know, I've been to Canada a few times. I love the vacation in Canada.
Really nice people.
They don't even like Nickelback.
Oh! You don't say.
It's them exporting their trash to the United States.
Oh, that is kind of interesting, as in the kind of S rolls downhill.
It really does. It really does. And,
yeah.
And Nickelback just sucks.
I love hearing something like the it rolls down being from Florida.
What is your name, sir?
My name is Alex. I call up every now and again and do Christopher Reeve impressions and so forth. So.
Oh. Well, actually, I've only heard one Christopher Reeve impression from you, but I do remember that, and that was totally tasteless, and thank you.
I apologize, but... Have a good day.
All right, Alex.
Bye.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Alex.
Love
Have
you,
a good
dude.
One.
All right, well, so there you go. There's the science behind why we hate Nickelback. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much what you thought, but put down in some Finnish kid's thesis.
Right.